2-1, the Saskatoon Blades defeat the Tri-City Americans tonight here at SaskTel Center. Let's get into the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time, and let's welcome up head coach Dan DeSilva. What's that?
I said, I don't think I'm on. I was saying but nothing was coming up.
At least it fits your head tonight.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I think I gave you – no, I didn't give you a different headset because it's the same stuff. I didn't have to tear anything down last night. That's eight straight one-goal hockey games. I think you guys should just embrace it. It's going to be the case that's going to happen pretty much every night.
Yeah, well, I mean, playoffs are a long ways away, but it's getting us ready for those types of games, the tight checking affairs, the battles. You know, so we're building up that that morale in the team and the knowing that we're in every single game, the confidence that we can be playing against anyone, a team that just went on a 12-game winning streak, you know, and we come out and they're a good team. And it was two good teams going at it right down to the final buzzer.
Better game tonight from your team than last night, I would say?
Yeah, a better 60 minutes, I thought. They made it hard on us. They're a good team, right? And they're big and they're physical. Then they have some players that can make you pay, and they're fast too. Like they got a good mix of talent over there. So it was a good hockey game for both sides.
But tonight it was your young guys that came through for you. They're the ones that scored the first goal. They got the game-winning goal, but you still lent back to your experienced guys to protect that one-goal lead. And I'm going to look at one key block that Lucas Hansen made off of Jackson Smith's slap shot. When he wound up to slap it, I thought, oh, my goodness, who's going to want to get in front of that? Well, Lucas Hansen.
Yeah, well, and that's why he's out there in those key situations. I think we talked about him last night, too, just a heart and soul guy. And, yeah, like you have a defenseman walking down from the blue line in, his stick's touching the ceiling, and he's about to blast it. And most guys are, you know, kind of putting the half effort into blocking that, and he goes 100%, 110%, gets in the lane, and it's a huge, huge block for our team. And, you know, it's plays like that, just guys with the experience of playoffs and big games, knowing that the importance of that block and getting in the way is just, yeah, I'm sure he's a little sore, but he got some shout-outs and some taps in the room. So Hanny does a great job playing his role.
Adam?
Yeah, and you spent time a minute ago in the Western Conference in your playing days, and then you're just in BC and a couple American teams coming through here. Do you notice a difference in style of play kind of conference to conference?
Yeah, for sure. They seem, you know, a little bigger out there. You know, you look across in warm-ups, and it looks like a pro team warming up. And but everyone's fast now. I would say they're more physical out there, too. We saw that in the BC division as well. So, but, yeah, it's fun getting to play against different teams, right, seeing the different style of plays the players of the different teams. So, yeah, I guess they were a good test for us, but I'm glad we came out on the right side of that.
Yeah, and Willie James gets his first point even in 12 games, just kind of works his way up the lineup throughout the game again tonight. So just what do you like seeing in his game that makes him successful?
Yeah, well, you know, Willie's, you know, we've had lots of chats lately. He's struggling, you know, and you go through the ebbs and flows of the seasons, the ups and downs, and, you know, that something like that is going to go a long way for him confidence-wise, just being in the right spot at the right time, going to the net. And when you're struggling, you got to keep it simple, and you got to make hard plays, and, you know, it's hard, the confidence-wise, but you got to be prepared. You got to work on it before. And so hopefully now Willie, you know, with that monkey off his back, we'll see him skating around like he was earlier in the season and making plays and buzzing on the forecheck and doing his thing.
Boy, this was a goaltending duel. They both made some incredible stops tonight to keep the score down. It could have easily been a 5-4 hockey game. Instead, it ends up being 2-1, and Evan Gardner was spectacular at times. I mean, the stop he made off of Jake Sloan coming across the front of the goal mouth late in the third period, that's all-star stuff.
Yeah, no, both goalies were phenomenal in there. Even in the first period, there was I forget who it was, but it was a backdoor play, you know, and I was just, as I saw the pass happening, I'm like, oh, that's in for sure. And then he's right there, you know, to make the save. He's so good in there. So he's underrated, even though he's a second-round draft pick. Like he's really, really good, and we're so fortunate to have him as our backbone. We wouldn't have the wins and the success that we're having without a guy like Evan Gardner in the net. He's often a star. He's often getting shout-outs in the room after the game. His teammates love him. Just a great human. He's going to have a bright future ahead of him.
So underrated. So that means Hockey Canada is not going to consider him for the selection camp?
Well, okay. So selfishly, I hope
I know. I understand that, yes.
But, no, I'm all for the players, and I definitely think he's deserved of that opportunity. Is he here?
No, not yet.
Just that guy. I don't know who that guy is. It's not Gartz. I know that. no, he's definitely going to be right up there. If he's not in the conversation this year, he'll definitely be there next year. Yep. We all know it's a 19-year-old, you know, predominantly tournament. So, but I'm sure he's on their radar now.
All right. Dan, congratulations. Look forward to Tuesday night when you get to host that Medicine Hat Tigers team with that guy McKenna, who's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about him. He'll be all right.
For sure. All right, thanks. Congratulations.
Thanks, oh, hat shake, classy.
Hey, I like that. 2-1, Blades win tonight over the Tri-City Americans.